Got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about this article released yesterday from Town Hall. Leah Barkudas. Newly released border numbers show that October was the worst October in DHS history. The Department of Homeland Security released new data on Monday, confirming that the regime leader, Two Scoop's border crisis, continues to be a serious issue that we don't talk about. We talked about it for a little bit, and now, you know, shiny squirrel object, we're all running after something else. Given the number of alien invaders, we got to stop calling them illegal immigrants. I'm sorry, they're alien invaders. And not like, take me to, it's not Mars Attacks. All right, this is actual alien invaders that were apprehended at the border last month. Over 164,000 in 1 month. 1 month. And we don't really have an accurate number. The best number I've gotten is that in the last year, 2+ million alien invaders. All right, so Tom Piglet, which is an unfortunate last name, sir. You're doing the best you can with what you got. Under the regime, he has 1.6 million alien invaders have been encountered. Now, he even says this number does not include runaways. Runaway. When I talk about rising gas prices and inflation and food, and I tell you, listen, they don't care if you die this winter. They don't care if you freeze to death, if you starve to death, if whatever the case is, if you die of myocarditis or of COVID. Some people, because people are always saying when we mention these things, well, what are they? How are they going to replace us? They got 2+ million alien invaders this year alone. Remember, the way that these people think, you and I are in the glass ant farm case, and they're the ones walking around it. If you need to look at countries like South Africa. South Africa has a two-tiered society. That's right. That's a great point. The Border Patrol, if the jab mandate does go through, which I think it does for federal, I don't think the OSHA thing touches the jab mandate for federal employees. They're going to lose half their people in the Border Patrol. But when I tell you, they don't care if white people die. They want us to die so they can bring in people from countries that do not have the pedigree of Americans. And when I say Americans, I mean Americans that were born here, white, black, Asian, Hispanic. I don't care. There's a difference in somebody that's been born here and grows up with even just the basic idea of democracy, free elections, all that kind of stuff. Even if you and I are like, it's stupid. We at least have that. You bring people in from countries that don't have this, that are used to socialism, that are used to one-party banana republic rule, it makes it a lot easier to keep it going. And if you look at South Africa, they have a two-tiered society where the rich and the elite have their private security, like Cori Bush said, it's my right to have private security when I defund the police. She's going to have her private security behind her fence while all of us get to live in Mad Max. And we don't talk about the border. And Greg Abbott doesn't do anything about the border. Well, I can't do anything because I got, you know what? Roll up. The border is not long enough that you can't put every single piece of law enforcement agencies on it to stop them or throw them back. Nope. Oh, the federal government.